Hey listeners, this is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning into Township's Daily News Bits. Here with me today is Denise Bélanger, who's going to be speaking to us about Festibois 2022 that will be taking place in Phillipsburg over Labor Day weekend. Thank you so much, Denise, for being here with me today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, me too. Thank you very much.
Can you please start off by telling us a little bit about Festibois and how it got started?
We were a group of people in Phillipsburg and were interested about the forest, actually, the health of the health of our forest, the economy of our village, and in that sense. And we start to form a group. It's called Le Réseau Forestier, Le Réseau Foresterie et Vitalité Phillipsburg, under Vitalité Phillipsburg, that is an OBNL. And after that, we said, if we want to let know people about our forest and the people that work directly or indirectly with the wood or the forest, like engineer or arboriculteur or the artisan that transform the wood, we should do a festival. So that was we started in 2018 thinking about that and said, let's go. And we had this that year 27 artisans that came, and we want to do not only show the work of our artisan in Quebec that use indigenous wood, but we wanted to talk about the forest and do some education. So it's all the festival. It's multiple activities actually, and plus we have a chapiteau, with artisan. So this year we were going to have 26 artisan, and so it's every year we try to have new artisan if we can, and we have new activities to attract people and educate people about forests and the work and the people that work with forests and in the sense of education. And I'm going to have some demonstration also. So it's quite dynamic and interesting.
And at the time that you were thinking about this in 2018, why did you and the group that you worked with think it was important to do something like this for the community here in the townships? It's a very unique festival, and it's not something that we really have here.
Yeah, it's unique, and we didn't know if it would work, and we just want to let people know about the forest and how to take care of our forest and the people that work with forests and the métier, that are very important, and all the people that do beautiful thing with wood also in Quebec. That thing we underestimate. It could be, in terms of music instrument, kitchen, something you can use or something to just, beautiful things. In fact, they're very diverse, and we have somebody that do stairs also, very, very beautiful stairs, So we try also to vary a bit of the work of the artisan if we can. So I discovered a lot of things about what people do with the wood, and the people have been working. We had somebody that made guitar and had been exploring for 25 years the sound with indigenous wood. And we want artisans that work mostly less than 20% use of exotic wood. We want to talk about our indigenous wood and what you can do about it. And also after that, we create the festival in about a year and a half ago. We create a cooperative to market some beautiful piece of wood that would be interesting for artisan in Quebec too. So that's a whole project that we're doing in Phillipsburg. That's developing slowly. So, but the festival is last year, even if we had COVID, we had 2,200 people. So that's pretty good, with all the measure of sanitary measure, everything. So we had still 2,200. We're very happy about that,
That's a great turnout. Now the festival is back again this year. And are you able to just give us some details as to who will be there as artists and what type of art people can see as they make their way through the festival?
We have people not only from the area, but some people from Montreal, and a lot of wood artisans are from the area, like Sutton, or we have some Farnham, we do have some Fredericksburg, and like I told you, the South Shore in Montreal. So that's going to be coming. Some we have new artisans, and some are coming back, and some have been here since the beginning. So they're very happy about the turnout of the festival and the way we treat them also, you know, we take care a lot of the artisans during the festival. And we're going to have two conferences. We're going to have one conference given by a cardiologist, Dr. Michel White, that work at l'Institut de Cardiologie de Montréal. And we're going to have that conference in the forest. And he's going to talk about the title of his talk. Actually, it's When the Art Beat at the Rhythm of the Forest. It's to talk about all the benefits. I don't know if you say that in English.
Benefits.
All the plus that forest can bring in our health and on a global aspect. You know, it could be mental health, physical health. And so he's going to be doing a conference on Sunday morning. And we're going to have a conference on Saturday given by a researcher, Professor Pierre Drapeau of UQAM. And he has been working a lot on the ecology of old forests. So he's going to talk about the importance of having aged forests, old forests, for the ecology on a global scale. You know, I mean the animal, the plants, and everything. So it's going to be Saturday afternoon. We're going to have their new thing. We're going to have, we want to attract children also. So we create, two people create a puppet show and it's going to be the story of a tree, actually, that they create that story. And it's the first time it's going to be presented, and the puppet's going to be in wood. You know, it's all turning around wood. And after that puppet show, it's going to be in the backyard of the primary school of Fredericksburg. Beside it, there's an arboretum, and that arboretum exists for 25 years just beside the school, and it's used a lot by children of the school. And there's going to be probably une chasse au trésor.
A treasure hunt?
Treasure hunt to discover the tree species in the arboretum. And we're going to have a demonstration. There's an enterprise. It's called Noble Element in Cohensville, and they do some structure in wood, some houses, some smaller structure, and they're going to make a demonstration how to do. It's a traditional a way of constructing, but with some design today, you know, modern design. So they're going to do a demonstration of that. And we're going to have an arboriculteur that's going to climb the tree, and he's going to show with his rope and everything how it works to keep the health of the tree and also for the security of people. Why do you take care of trees, actually? So he's going to be climbing trees and showing how it works. And probably we're going to have also a sillage de bigue de bois. How do you say that? With a moulin assis.
Yeah, you're going to do like a demonstration of a windmill.
Yes, we do that. And we're going to have some music in the street and, you know, things like that. So it's all programmed this year.
So will you have workshops as well with the artists to see how the artists make their artwork and things like that? Will that be something that will be offered as well?
In the kiosk, in the chapiteau with 26 artisans, there's one actually that's going to be working in front of people. And we invite other artisans that work with small tools, you know, not electric tools, because with the noise and things like that, small tools, they can do some demonstration at their table. So we won't have a workshop beside that, you know, to have a half a day workshop and to show people how to do things.
Awesome. I don't know if there was anything else you wanted to mention in terms of activities that will be offered.
They're going to be kiosks, you know, they're going to be the kiosk of the artisan, and it's going to be a kiosk de l'Agence Forestière de la Montérégie. Okay. They're going to be a kiosk with the Réseau Foresterie Région and the co-op that wants to market beautiful wood for artisans. They're going to be there. We're going to have Arbotech Tools from Ontario that they sell all over the world tools for artisans. Okay. And also, we're going to have the Noble Element from Cohensville that do beautiful thing in wood, you know, like construction. Like I told you, they're going to do also a demonstration. So that's going to be the other kiosk we're going to have.
Awesome. So there seems to be a lot that people will be able to discover throughout this festival.
For sure. And in Frederiksberg, there are other things to do, you know. There are the Adela, you know, that have artists and they have exhibits and over the all the English school that we have, you know, beside the Hotel de Ville, there's an exhibit there too. And they're going to be at the Église Anglicane, you know, the church, Anglican church. They're going to be Loto-Québec having an exhibit with their painting, so you know, and there's an exhibit at La Fiducie Foncière de Montpinac, their picture photography exhibit in the wood. So there are a lot of things, and there are things going on in Saint-Armand, you know, there's so it's pretty active at this time of the year.
Yes, that's great though. Yeah.
So I hope we're gonna have good weather, and I hope we're gonna have a lot of people, and we're gonna be pleased to receive, you know. I didn't tell you, but about the thing is special too about the puppet show. The decoration have been done by the school, the kids at school, at primary school.
Oh, wow.
And so, and also from the Camp Garagona, you know, Camp Garagona is a camp to receive the clientele with some deficit, you know. So they have been participating too. So we're trying to get the community involved in the festival, you know. So every year we're trying to get new links, and this year it was with the primary school in the Camp Garagona, so they got involved in the elaboration of the puppet show. So we're very happy about that.
That was actually my next question for you, was if you had any collaborators or partners to help you make this festival possible.
So for sure, we have some sponsor. We have some the people from La Fiducie Foncière de Montpinat going to help us with the conference. We're having some help from the Réseau Forestier that help us. We have a committee of organization, and the Réseau Foresterie is on it too. They're helping us. And L'Agence Forestière also is a partner, very important. The other year we had an important partner, that is l'Association Forestière du Sud du Québec, that do a lot of education about our deciduous forests in the south. This year they won't be on the spot, but they're helping us to find sponsors and making some communication. But mostly that festival is organized mostly by few people that have volunteered, that believe really in it, actually. I've been there from the beginning, so, you know, I believe in that event, and I, you know, I work a lot on it. We have other people that help me, and we're quite pleased about it. We try to have, I hope we're going to have new people coming to help us for the next edition, but it's coming, you know.
Yes, things take time, but it sounds like it's going to be a great festival. At the end of it all, what do you hope that people will learn from this experience when they attend your festival? What do you hope that they take from it?
If I start with the artisan, to realize, if you don't realize, that people do a lot of beautiful things with different piece of wood, you know, could be, you know, a piece of wood that can be transformed, and there's a lot of beauty in all that, and a lot of talents. That's my first thing. And about for the puppet show for the children, it's just to, I'd like that people get out of there and see how forests are important, and that we have to take care of them. So that's the message. That's the story for children, but to go out of there and say that there's to discovery or the beauty and the service that forests are doing for us. That's one thing. Also to discover that there's a lot of people involved in the healthy forests. So they're going to be there, going to be engineer and placed in the kiosk and things like that, and arboriculteur, and why to take care of trees and how they serve us. So I think it's important. And when Dr. Michel White is going to talk about the importance of forests on our health, they might, some people that are not aware, all the forests are much, they're good for us and important. And when Pierre Drapeau is going to talk about his conference on the old forests, that we have to keep our old forests in Quebec. It could be a balance in all that. And who lives in those forests? They're going to discover a lot of things about why old maple tree is important in the hole that is created by old branch that goes on the ground. Who is nesting in those holes and things like that? Discover things we don't see, actually, that we don't know. And I'd like that people get out of there and say, the importance of all and the beauty of our territory and our forests.
Yes. And are you able to give people details as to exactly what day and time this festival will be taking place over Labor Day weekend?
Yeah. The program, now we have I'm distributing the poster, you know, but the exact time of the activities are not there. They're going to be on Facebook quite soon, the Facebook of the Réseau Foresterie. They are on our website. We have a website, Réseau Foresterie, and there's a place on Festibois. And on the place, people that just come in and walk, we're going to have the programmation on the street, you know, that's going to be very clear. It's all walking distance in the village where you can do, even the conference.
Perfect. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Denise. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that you think would be important for people to know.
Just that people that didn't come, just come. We are really welcoming you, and I think you're going to... People that come really love it. The festival we're doing is to... We're there to answer your question. You're going to be kiosk, and you can have some information on, how do you say, exotic plant, envahissant. You know, a lot of subject going to be treated also that I cannot mention on the phone, and you can have some come good link with artisan. I just welcome everybody to come, even with your children. You can walk on the street, and it's going to be secure, and it's going to be fun.
Well, thank you so much, Denise, for speaking with us. I really appreciate it.
Me too. I thank you very much.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.